Life Audio.
A Prayer for God to Give Us What We Need by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. Not long ago, I was talking with a fellow baseball mom at a game. When my son made a good hit, I joked that I prayed for that one. And the truth is, I did, but not how one might think. As he walked to the plate, I prayed for favor and for the Lord to help my baby use his abilities he's been given to help the team. I prayed for him to look to the Lord for his strength in that moment, but I also prayed for the Lord to give him what he needs. And there's nothing easy about that prayer, y'all. Because what he needs in that moment may be to strike out. It may be losing. And it may mean that I must watch my baby feel hurt and work through hard things, which is never fun. As mamas, anytime we see our children hurt, we hurt. And many times, we want to save them and take the hurt away. But in his great mercy, the Lord has shown me that every what they need prayer is an opportunity for my children to grow one step closer to becoming who the Lord created them to be. And for that growth, for that stretching to actually happen, it means going through uncomfortable, hard things at times. Things that are necessary for them to grow closer to the heart of the one who loves them most. Things that must happen for them to learn to truly trust him despite bad circumstances. Things that provide an opportunity for the Lord to prove he is faithful and good, even during sadness or heartache. This prayer is one of the most important ones we can pray for ourselves, our children, and those we love. Because in saying, "Lord, give them what they need in this moment," we're releasing our control. We're laying down our agendas, and we're choosing to trust that the Lord knows better than we do. We're acknowledging that we'll not only trust him with the easy things, but the hard things too. So often what we need isn't even close to what we want, and somehow our wants outweigh our needs over and over. In the way we choose our meals, in the way we spend our money, in the relationships we devote time to, and even in prayer. But those wants aren't what Jesus speaks of. In Matthew 6, Jesus reminds us not once, but twice, that he knows our needs. And all we must do is come to him with simple prayers and hearts that seek him above all else. Matthew 6:7-8 says, "When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need, even before you ask him." My sweet friends, the Lord's ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher than ours too, and he can be trusted. Pray for the Lord to give you, your babies, and those you love what they need to see and hear and feel the Lord's presence so clearly in their lives that they can't help but be men and women after his own heart. In the end, that's the greatest desire of all. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for knowing what we need, even before we do. Help us release control of our agendas, our wants, and the needs we think we need to you. I pray that you would give me, my children, my family, my friends, what we need, whatever that may be, to see you and feel your presence more clearly in our lives. Help us to be men and women after your own heart. In your mighty name, amen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.